may be seated. Yes, we are in America, the land of freedom and liberty. To some, the promised land, but nevertheless, the new world of the 17th century. Travelers from all over the world, mainly Europe, came to the new world, America, in search of a prosperous living, the kind of living that could only be found in fairy tales, happy, joyful, peaceful, and above all, free. The pioneers were men and women seeking to escape from persecuting government to which their truths were unacceptable. Ridden by the weight of feudal and clerical tradition, with no hope left for yourself and no promise to hold out to your children, what was more natural to surrender to the image of a country where land could still be had and a man could keep moving until he found a challenge to his strength and boundless possibilities for his young. America's union has actually been strengthened, not dissolved or even weakened, with an enormous assertion of national powers and a marked decline of state and regional loyalties. The very bigness of America has an importance in the formation of its tradition, which it is not easy to overestimate. It creates the belief that America is different, is somehow exceptional, that there is reserved for its citizens another destiny from which is to befall the old world. The spaciousness of the United States as a physical entity makes the idea of unlimited horizons, of constant discovery, of novelty that is always imminent, part of the background against which each American is set. People still come to America, offering their contributions to this melting pot. We, the international students at Houghton, are a part of these people, offering and sharing our rich cultures and knowledge of the world. We all come for different reasons. I wanted to be a professional and couldn't get a job. Besides, I really wanted to see the other side of the world, said one student. I was to go to England for my studies, but friends here in Houghton made me change my plans, said another student. Another student said, U.S. immigration rules were easier than Canada. U.S. citizenship and new opportunities is another reason. Still another expressed desire to study in America, said to be one nation under God. Whatever the reason, we are now here. Some of us plan to stay for good, and some of us plan to leave upon completion of our studies. The first foreign student to be named in Houghton catalog was probably a man from Switzerland in 1905. Through the years, there was occasional displaced persons or refugees who came here to study, and they usually did not return to their countries. After World War II, that changed. In 1955, there were three young men from Japan and one from Formosa who graduated and returned to their homelands to become outstanding Christian educators and ministers. During the past 5 years, we had had 77 international students representing 24 different countries. These are overseas students, not including Canadians, who for the most part are just over the border. 5 years ago, we had 20 international students. This year, we have 42 and 12 Canadians. Yes, we did get more and more as time went by, but we were never an organized group. We got together as international students for social times, dinners, chapel, and even boulder pictures, but never to become organized. It really was tough. Not many of us knew each other or knew many Americans. Not many of us knew about either each other's culture or the American culture. And we didn't have a centralized source to go to, even though we had advisors, Mr. and Mrs. Herschel Reese, who helped out a lot. But there were times that you would feel you wanted to speak to another student about something. We were responsible on our own to learn about America and to go and teach others about ourselves. Questions sometimes would become very frustrating to answer to. We complained and said, some of those questions are stupid. One of the questions that was the number one question to be asked was, where do you come from? Do you come from cities or little towns or somewhere like Houghton? Another question was, how did you decide to come to Houghton? Well, I tell you, it wasn't easy. It took days of thought. But we did eventually decide to come. We flew over lands and crossed countries. And we saw the first sign to Houghton. There was Houghton College, where we were going to. It definitely wasn't easy to find on the world map, but somehow we found it. We got here, and the first week was hard for all of us to adjust as far as the place was concerned and other things that were going on in Houghton. So some of us decided to commit suicide. And we climbed over Fancher Bell Tower. But we had one hope that kept us going, our mail. Other questions started coming up to us. What kind of a home do you live in? Well, I'm sorry, I guess I had the weather before that. So they asked us about the kind of the weather we had back home. Well, have you had snow back home? Well, if we didn't have snow, we definitely have it here. And they asked us questions about our home. They said, do you live in a place like this? Or it may be a place like this. But those were not the only questions. There were more to come. What do you wear? Or you wear anything at all? And of course, one question that I personally got very much was, what is the means of your transportation? Is it a car, which you might have seen for the first time? Or is it a bicycle? But most people thought it was this one. And other questions would come to us which were a little more detailed, like, what kind of a food do you eat? Well, it definitely wasn't the dining hall food. And they kept asking us questions about TV stations and radio stations, and if we had them. Well, if Houghton has them, I think we will have them too. And they asked us if we listen to Western music. Yes, we do, but not this kind all the time. And they asked us how we entertained ourselves. Did we play sports? Or we did other things like... Finally, need for more help was observed. Mrs. Dunkel did quite a study on the matter and presented a paper to Dr. Chamberlain and Dr. Massey. As an outcome of this, the International Student Council was formed. Members of this council are the International Student Advisors, Mr. and Mrs. Herschel Reese, the Financial Aid Officer, Mr. Robert Brown, Representative of Student Development, who was Mrs. Dunkel, but I think probably Mr. Danner will take over, Faculty Professor Horst, and Community Person Reverend Mark Abbott. This council has been and will be working formulating policies and philosophy in regard to admission of foreign students and also ways and means of helping these students. As an outcome of this, we began our new International Student Association last February, which I was elected president of. The association is here to orient the international students to campus life and to enrich the cosmopolitan campus by intermingling of cultural patterns. This shall only be achieved by the unity amongst the international students. Yes, that is all of you, faculty, staff, and students. The early part of the chapel service was to remind all of us that America is the new world, even today, being able to offer new opportunities to all people. Yet America is not the world. America is therefore definitely a part of the international scene. Our whole purpose in calling the association the International Student Association is for everyone to participate. That is why we don't call our association the Foreign Student Association. We might be the foreign international students, but all of us are the international students. We want all of you to be involved and not think of only African, Middle Eastern, and Oriental people every time you hear the name International Student Association. We will be organizing activities throughout the year to familiarize each other with the other parts of the world, make each other more knowledgeable about the world around us, and above all, create a stronger bond as Christian brothers and sisters. Our first all-campus general meeting for the 1981-82 school year will be held on Thursday, October 29th, 1981, that is a week from today, at 7 p.m. in Presser Hall, which is right below where we are now. And don't worry, if all of you come, we'll move upstairs. At that time, we will introduce our questions, introduce our cabinet members, present our constitution, give more information, answer your questions, and sign you up as members if interested. Following this meeting, we will be sponsoring the movie, The Immigrant, which will be shown in the chapel at 8 p.m. We strongly believe that as Christians, we are the members of the body of Christ. Someday, we will be living together in the New Jerusalem. But as for now, let us try and learn more and more from each other, about one another, our cultures, and ways of living, because we as people are bits and pieces of each other. Benediction will be followed, and you're dismissed after that.
Will you join me in prayer, please? Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank thee for this beautiful day which has given to us. We thank thee for all you've been doing in our lives and all that you've promised to do in us. We pray at this time, O Lord, give us the grace, the power to accomplish these goals that are set before us. As we leave this auditorium this morning, O Lord, we are not living from thy presence. I pray that your presence go with us all through the day, through the week, and through our life. Give us the strength to learn to live for thee in our everyday lives. In Jesus' name I pray. You are dismissed.